Regina, a Kank Oliver, a business diploma student specializing in sport management at Saskatchewan Polytechnic, Moose Jaw Campus, is breaking barriers and making history as the first female bobsled pilot athlete from Trinidad and Tobago. Oliver's unwavering determination and lifelong passion for sport have propelled her to this groundbreaking achievement. Competing in the mono bobsled category was a leap of faith for Oliver, who had never tried bobsled before. With a laugh, she shares, "I'm new to bobsled, but I'm willing to try everything once." Oliver's extensive background in national-level gymnastics, netball, and track and field has equipped her with the athleticism and mental fortitude necessary for this new adventure. Joining the Trinidad and Tobago bobsled team in June, Oliver dedicated the past 6 months to intensive training in Regina, focusing on enhancing her leg strength and overall athleticism. In January, she flew to Austria to prepare for the IBSF Europacup race, marking her first in-person training experience with her teammates and an actual bobsled. "I was ready for the challenge and excited for the opportunity to represent my country." While training in Austria, Oliver built a close-knit family unit with her teammates. Axel Brown, Zaveri Williams, Deandra John, Anton Roberts and Shaquille John all made me feel very welcome and treated me like the little sister of the group, given that I am the only female on the team, Oliver shares. "Our coach, Lee Johnson, also fostered a great team spirit and dynamic that created a positive, fun and functional atmosphere for us." Oliver recounts that her first time in the bobsled was surreal and she quickly fell in love with the sport. "My first week was fantastic and I made loads of progress," says Oliver. "However, during my second week I had a sled crash and sustained a concussion. Despite my willingness to compete, the doctors ruled against it. This isn't my first sport injury and I'm still very excited to continue progressing as an athlete. Bobsledding and representing my country gives me so much joy." Oliver shares that every January she works on her personal goals for the year and creates a vision board. In 2023 she included the Olympic rings on her vision board. "Although the Europacup is not the Olympics, it's a step in the right direction. I am always looking for opportunities to make my dreams a reality. While in Austria I met many Olympic athletes. Meeting these athletes was a great motivator for me. I was so excited to train with this amazing community, represent my country and to fly our flag very high." She adds, "I love my culture and our people. I want to thank my family and everyone back home for cheering me on." Coming from a country where many athletes travel abroad to find resources and opportunities, Oliver saw Canada as a place to chase her athletic, educational and career dreams. "I've always wanted to pursue sport, it has always been in my heart," she says. "Studying sport management at Sask Polytech makes me feel confident in my education and experiences. I know I will have a successful career." Akenki's commitment to experiencing new things has shaped her into the determined and driven athlete and student she is today, says Stephen Kurzinger, Sask Polytech Business Diploma Program Head. "She takes every opportunity to learn and grow as a student and athlete. She is an excellent role model and we are so proud of her trailblazing efforts in Austria." Looking ahead, Oliver is excited to complete her business diploma in June 2024 and plans to continue her education and pursue a degree in sport management at the University of Windsor. She doesn't know where her career will land but would like to use her Canadian education and experience to make a difference for the youth in sport in Trinidad and Tobago. "My experience in Austria was amazing. I would love to gain more experience and develop as a sport management professional," Oliver expresses. "New experiences are essential to put my education into action." Despite her busy schedule, Oliver has skillfully balanced her schoolwork, volunteering and training. Throughout her time at Sask Polytech, Oliver has been an active volunteer assisting with various events such as the Queen City Marathon, event management with the Saskatchewan Rush and Moose Jaw Warriors, Ducks Unlimited Canada's Duck and Run and the Baseball Canada Cup. She was also a wellness assistant in Moose Jaw Campus Fitness Center. She adds, "I would not be here today without the foundational support of my parents. They have always encouraged me to follow my passions. I am so thankful for them." The Sound of Music is also Oliver's favorite movie. She shares that visiting Austria was a dream come true. Austria was amazing. I learned so much about the sport. My favorite memory from Austria was my first run from the top of Innsbruck bobsled track. The season is not yet over and I'm excited to share some exciting opportunities to come. Oliver's remarkable journey exemplifies the power of determination, resilience and the pursuit of dreams. As she continues to make history, Oliver's impact on the sporting world is poised to be profound. Submitted by Sask. Polytech Media Relations.